does to just about everybody, you know. I think we're sort of tailing it off a bit, aren't we now? But we used to have a particularly tasteless card come from some relation, I know not quite what relation, in Canada. And it was a very grim, oblong card, very often with the most joyless grey colour and some Bible text on it. And it became a bit of a joke in our household to watch out for this distinctly unjoyous Christmas greeting. That's unjoyous in terms of the aesthetic. The verse was often quite helpful. But having this scripture motto for the year is a good thing. And I was on retreat before Christmas after university term ended, and I was thinking very strongly what I should speak at the various services I'm doing in the next few months. And I felt very strongly I should speak on Psalm 121. The Lord himself is your keeper. And as I was thinking about this, I know it is the Lord himself is your keeper. And I searched translations and can't find that reflexive. But when I looked actually at the Hebrew with the help, and my Hebrew's not that brilliant, but with online help, the Lord, he himself is the one who is watching over. It's the participle. The Lord is the one who is doing the watching. It's a very personal service. The Lord is attentive. The Lord himself watches over you, your name by name. Well, I wonder what the new year brings for you. I suspect it's a mixture of some joyful things, along with quite a few concerns and maybe quite a few sorries. For me, my father died in the summer. We came hot foot back yesterday from clearing a house and with a transit van. Lots of stuff to deal with, which can seem a pressure. And I was thinking in the last few days, okay, the Lord himself is your keeper. That makes the difference. The story of Exodus, I commend it to you, but Exodus 14:21, the Lord himself went before his people. There was the pillar of cloud that they followed by day, and by night, that's also significant, there was the pillar of fire. God wasn't asleep half of the time. And the scripture that assures us that God goes before us, often providing in advance for our needs. And sometimes we're so busy, we don't always think and reflect on how God has been with us in the past. We often feel God is not with us. We have to do everything ourselves. We are conscious of the demands on us. But at the start of this new year, let's look back and think, where has God been with us? And I wanted to draw out a few points from John chapter 1, one of the lectionary readings for today. And it tells us why the Lord has come. In the beginning was the Word. So when we think about who was the Lord, the Word is, in the beginning was the Word. In Jesus we encounter one who is before all things. One theologian put it, in Jesus, what is beyond and unknown is known in Jesus. And the point is that nothing is beyond the scope of Jesus, the incarnate Word who creates and sustains life. That's the first thing. Second thing is, John 1 tells us the Word communicates. The Word, pre-existent Word, the Word at the beginning, comes to reveal God. It doesn't come to reveal some great idea, but reveals God. It's obvious from that God wants to be known. And the end of that gospel reading, we beheld his glory. Jesus is a visible manifestation of God to humanity. And so God becomes something that is real in the flesh, in the person of Jesus. Emmanuel, we say, which means God with us. It's not just a pleasant idea that John's gospel, when it says he came and dwelt among us, it's the idea of he came and put his tent among us. The verb is to tabernacle, and in the verse we read from Exodus, we're reading about tents. Well, it's actually a verb, to tabernacle amongst us. I expect that at some point in your life you've read the name of a distant family member, perhaps on a family tree, or on a guest list to some large family gathering. You don't really know them until you encounter them as a person. And God comes to tabernacle with his people. He comes to move in with us, to make himself known in the ordinary humdrum of everyday life. I don't know whether you've ever had a lodger, but the lodger who lives with you is often a mixed blessing. That they see the family rows and they see the humdrum of your everyday life and they see the mess. If you've got any mess in your house, we've certainly got a lot of disorder in ours. But the lodger's there and sees all. It's not the special guest who's just shown into the room you specially cleaned for the occasion. And so this God comes and moves in with us, and it's not like some policeman or inspector, but it's God who reveals to us life for our flourishing. Life and light. I got up very early this morning. My husband is exhausted from moving all this stuff in our van yesterday. And I was creeping around with one of those dim electric candles, assembling my stuff. Light is essential for our flourishing. We know what it is in these dark days to have the light. And God comes to us as life and as light. And of course, God calls us to enter into this relationship with him. And the relationship is the one who holds all things together. In the Old Testament reading, the one from Exodus, Moses went to meet with God. He went to tabernacle with God. He talked with God as a friend. And that same verb is there. Jesus comes and tabernacles with us. And that's really the thought that I want to leave with you. What does it mean for God to come and tabernacle with us? In the practicality, it means nothing is beyond Christ. It means that God goes before us and behind us. God is there in the night. Perhaps some of you wake up in the night and have a very anxious thought. Well, the pillar of fire, think of that image, the pillar of fire going behind people. How are we in this new year? Many of us have got concerns, financial concerns, family concerns, concerns about us getting older. Things we have to do, things we feel we ought to do. And let's remind ourselves this year that the Lord tabernacles with us. He dwells in us by God's Spirit. So as we pray this week, don't let our prayers just be concerned with the things we think God wants to hear about. Think about God actually being alongside you in those things that actually, the things that you're more likely to be thinking about at 2 or 3 in the morning than the things that you're thinking about at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Let's bring God who tabernacles with us into the reality of our everyday life, remembering that God comes to bring us life and light. So may God help us this day. Amen.